A journey in search of our dream. Well, now, Brother Larry, I have dreams. I don't have to look for that dream. You have to see how you handle that dream. Parents, please, allow your children to have an imagination and to use it. Just because you don't see the critters they can see doesn't mean there's something wrong. Let them dream of being Superman, Wonder Woman, Supergirl,
Spider-Man,
Mighty Mouse. There you go. See, no telling what kind of dreams were going on here. God said, I want you to understand this, though, about your dreams. I want you to look in your heart, and I want you to seek in your heart a direction that you feel you are led to go in this world. But now I'm going to tell you how to get it blessed. You can have all sorts of dreams, but if it's your dream, doesn't mean that it's blessed by God. Because we do some foolish things. We've went in foolish directions. I've watched the church as a whole going foolish, foolish directions. A way just so folks could say we're formal. Well, let me tell you something. I was formerly lost, but now I'm found. Amen. Formerly, I thought one way. Now, I think God's way. And God says, if your dream is on the wrong path, that path of the human existence you're following, you're going to fall. We are trained. I told Hunter, I told his daddy, and as they're growing up, you know, to seek, get pictured in your mind what you're wanting to do with your life. But remember this, it'll change. You hear me? How many times have you changed your mind in life about what you were going to do, how you were going to do something? Today you won't do it because you've grown. You see a new world. You see new relationships. You see new situations. But you got a dream. Take that dream, but you get that dream blessed. You pay close attention. Begin by trusting God. You got a dream? Trust God with your dream. Now, when you trust God with your dream, God will rework that dream. God will remold that dream. But you're growing. You're growing in every aspect of your human existence and spiritual existence. Therefore, changes are going to take place. Don't give up and quit because what you thought you were going to do, what you thought you were going to be, doesn't seem to be panning out. If it doesn't pan out, Christian, it's because God wanted you to be in the right pan. Trust Him. Begin by trusting God. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not half-heartedly. Don't you dare get down with diseases or sicknesses or any of that stuff and you say, I trust the Lord part way in this. You trust the Lord all the way in this. Don't blame Him for anything. He will encourage you in all things and He will give you the strength. If it be His will, you will survive it. If not, you will be in His will. You got it? So therefore, pay close attention to your life, your dream, as to be handing that to our Savior. Lord, here's my dream. I give it to You. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Listen to this. Very important. And lean not on your own understanding. Well, you know, I just don't understand this, Lord. I can't remember when I understood half the stuff going on with me. Can you? Do you understand why things turned out the way? Or why things are the way they are? So therefore, we hand it to the one who is the great understander, but who loves us so much that he is going to make sure if when we follow his direction, everything will work out. You will see victory. You will see peace. You will see joy that surpasses all understanding. You will see through the love of God, the face of God. You will see through the heart of God each other. When you're looking at each other through the heart of God, you're looking through pure love. When you look through pure love, all will be conquerors. God said, you love. You hear me say that a lot because that's your power source. The love of God is your power source. The respect for God is your power source. God has come into your heart as a Christian, and he is walking with you. He is talking with you. Just be quiet long enough to listen to him. Because he wants to make your dream come about. It's not just a dream like the small one that you have in your mind. Oh, we say we have big dreams. You don't know what big is until you see heaven. You don't know what big is until you've seen something God has made. All that exists, God made by just a word, speaking it into existence. And there can never be an end to what God has created. God will tear it apart. One day this world is going to cease. This world is going to destroy itself. Since the beginning, God said it's going to. It's dying. It's in the dying process. And then what does he say? Why is he telling us this? We got some place to go. Don't you love going on vacation? I'm getting ready to plan something, I guarantee it. Don't you know how much you love that? This world is broken. It will last as long as God says so. But then it's going to destruct. I read the book, Randy. It's all in there. Then you know what he says? A new heaven and a new earth is coming down. Why would he tell us that? We are with the Lord, folks. All he's ever done, he's done for you. He'll do it throughout eternity. That's how much you're loved. That's how much God loves us. So that dream, he says, when you hand it to me, young person, old person, men, women, boys, or girls, you hand me that dream. Trust me with it. Watch out. And watch my mighty love at work in your life. That's love. What a love story. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Any one of us in here can die in the next second. Doesn't matter how many times I'm cured or get rid of some of the cancer at all. Can they come back? Anything can happen. I still know the great physician. But I am at peace one way or the other. That's where I have the peace. Ain't very happy about the pain part. Now, Brother Randy did not love his pastor enough to say, I'll accept part of that pain. No, Brother Joey, you big baby, suck it up, Marine. You see? But that's love. You know why? They know. The same Savior that I do. He's in control. He's got my dream. You know what my dream has always been? To be able to lead people to Christ. To teach them how to live as a Christian. I'm not talking about a bunch of rules and regulations. I'm talking about a relationship with Jesus Christ personally. And walking with Him and talking with Him and listening to Him as He talks to our life. And growing in that love. And I wanted to show Christians how to die like a Christian. Well, I'm going to wait on the last part there for a while. But the Lord will call it one day. And my prayer is I want to do it like Jesus wants me to do it. But we fight for our dream. Lead them to Jesus. Teach them how to live as a Christian. Not in perfection, not in, as I said, the rules and regulations, in the relationship with Christ. Let Jesus tell you what you need to do. Folks, enough people's already telling you what to do. I got a sick, I can't even walk anywhere. Somebody said, put a mask on, put a mask on. People telling me to put a mask on, which I wore anyway, I thought. Sometimes it slides down. But you think of it. Everybody's telling us what to do. But the one who loves us the most is the one we seem to have a hard time listening to, the closest. He says, I love you. I love your dream. Your dreams are found on God's path to God's purpose within your life. Your dream, God's path to God's purpose in your life. How you see that dream yourself right now may be revealed to you differently. As you age, as you mature, as you get closer, a closer walk with Jesus. Closer walk with Jesus, fine with me, I love that. As you get to closer walk with Jesus, that path, give it to Jesus. Give that dream to Jesus. Allow Him to handle it. You stand on the side of acknowledging God. Always, and He will take care of your dream. Stand on the side of acknowledging God, and He will take care of your dream. That means you put Christ in your life. You put Him first in your life. My family is first and foremost. If your family is first and foremost, then Christ must be first and foremost in your heart. He must be the leader of your life. Then your family is protected. Oh, don't we wish we could hug them closer? Keep them at home? I mean, they get to a certain age and you say, lock the doors. Don't let them out. And if they get out very long, go find them. Remember, parents? You didn't care which gravel moved, and it's coming up that gravel driveway. All you wanted to hear was that gravel sliding. Son's home. Son's home. Daughter's home. Well, don't we understand that the love of Jesus Christ is so dear and so strong in the heart of God that He looks straight into your heart and my heart, and He said, I will bless your family. Not only will I make their dreams come true, I will give them such a vision of a dream that is coming that you will see the peace. Here's what you want in a dream. If that dream does not give you peace of heart, peace of spirit, peace of mind, comfort you. Wrong dream. You got me? Wrong dream. I'll pull myself up by my bootstraps. then you will fall to your knees because of your bootstraps. No. You let the Lord do the pulling. You let Him do the leading. You open your heart to whatever direction He wants you to go and say, here am I, Lord. Send me. Your dream is guaranteed above and beyond anything you could imagine. That's the journey for the dream. Where do I take that journey to? The cross. Where did I start my life that has any meaning at all? At the cross. Where did I first see the light? At the cross, Brother Randy. At the cross. So therefore I go to the cross. Lord, I'm hurting. Lord, I see no hope. Larry, maybe you're looking too close to hope. Maybe you ought to look to me. The pure love. That's what I forgot for so many years within my life, of how much Jesus loves me. You all aren't going to forget it as long as I'm your pastor, because I hit it every Sunday. How much you are loved. And if I am loved that much and you are loved that much by a Savior who went to a cross and proved His love for us, then, my friends, your dream won't count. You will fall. You will falter. You will collapse. And parents, don't try to make your child's dream your dream. Don't use what you want to see them become and force them into something they don't feel that they are truly directed into. Please let the Lord do it. Encourage them. Encourage them to be their own independent Christian personality that God has created them to be. That's God's call for us. Please let your pastor preach the way God has called him to preach. He doesn't have to preach like other preachers. I don't have to act like other preachers or other people. I'm me. I'm me. And I'm called by God to preach His word, His way. Then how do I do that the best? What's the best thing for me to do to be able to follow all the directions that I just gave us? End trusting in yourself. End trusting in yourself. I can do this. I can do that. Look, folks, as I told you, I was so paralyzed I couldn't move in bed. It was horrible. Trapped inside of a body, wanting to cry out, God, please take me home. But I couldn't. Wasn't allowed to. No, I don't have that freedom to tell God. I cried for mercy 2 hours after taking a steroid. I stood on my own. 3.5 hours after, I said, Faye, let's go walk in the driveway. We started walking up our driveway, and my new neighbor was standing by the fence. Jamie Armstrong used to be a head of our ambulance department. Stopped, chatted with Jamie, loved every minute of it. Turned around, Jamie said, Brother Larry, is that okay? You want me? I baptized Jamie years ago. Jamie said, Brother Larry, you want me to move away from the fence so you can lean against it? Because I was walking, you know, I was doing this kind of stuff. But what he didn't realize was I hadn't been walking for a while, and my feet had to, what was that penguin had, the happy feet? Yeah. I had happy feet. I had happy feet at that time, and I had to keep moving. But you see, God works things in such mysterious ways. We don't understand it, but it's always in the way of love. When I was down and I couldn't move, God made sure somebody was there that moved me. Now, I'm not so sure that it was an accident when Faye was trying to push me a little bit more out of the bed. I'm joking, you all know that. I felt so sorry for them because I know their heart was breaking to see me in that condition and see pain in the heart worse than pain in the joints or muscles. That rheumatoid arthritis, I have a new in-depth feeling for those who are stuck with it for their rest of their life. Quit trusting yourself. God will not bless our will. Are you hearing me? God will not bless our will or our path because our will or our path will lead us in the wrong direction. He won't bless that. He's not going to bless anything that's going to cause us harm. Well, Lord, I want to become a multimillionaire. And then I'll start tithing. Are you lying? And God knows you right at the minute. If you won't give 10 cents out of a dollar that you got in your pocket, you're not going to give millions. You got me? That don't work with God. Quit trusting in yourself. Listen to Jeremiah 2:13. My people have done two evils. They have turned away from me, the spring of living water. Living water. They have turned away from me the spring of living water. They have dug their own wells, which are broken wells that cannot hold water. What had they done? They went off on their own dream-seeking trip. They did not want the dream that God had for their life. They wanted their own way. And if God's word said something against what they were wanting, what did they decide to do? They decided to dig their own well. They decided to write down their own rules. The Pharisees did that. They decided to make rules of men for the church. Rules of men to govern man. Everybody wants authority over another man, over another human being. And God is the authority. Don't fall into that, folks. Don't allow that to be a part of your life. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died so that you and I would have the freedom of worship and the freedom to present our dream to Him. Don't you understand? The dream that comes from your heart is a dream given to you by God. A dream that comes to your mind is one that you've seen bouncing around from the heart of others. Follow your heart. Follow the dreams of your heart. All the people, let them laugh at you. They laughed at me from the time I was called to preach. Some I'm sure still are. But guess what? I've got and been blessed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ going on close to 50 years. Whew. I forgot to think about it that way. And God says, I give to you the strength to do it. Just like a roller coaster life is, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. Lord, I can't stand another wee bump. Not another big hill. Not another big drop. And about the time you say that, whoosh. Well, thank you, Lord. I don't think I got that prayer answered. Yeah, you did. You know what you did? You acknowledged Christ in your life. And He'll bless that. Don't trust in yourself. Trust only in Him. Don't dig your own cistern. Don't write your own rules. Don't say, this is how I'll serve God by rules and regulations and all of this stuff. How about doing it Jesus' way in a personal relationship and let Him be your guide. Because that's the Word of God. And the Word of God don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise Your holy name, giving You thanks. Praising Your name, dear Heavenly Father, for life itself, for the goodness of life, for the peace, for the joy of salvation. It's Your love, Father, that gives us the courage and the boldness. It is by Your power, dear Lord God, we walk, we speak, we live. Touch our life now as we serve You in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll ask my folks to come forward to serve the Lord's Supper, if you will, gang. I will have them go ahead and put their gloves on, whether they wear their mask or not. Doesn't matter, but if to put their gloves on, and let's they will hand them to you continually or still. And you know something else, you all let me know afterwards, but I'm considering very dear closely keeping this type of a setup for presentation of the Lord's Supper, because it's cleanest, it's the most sanitary. And they've come a long way in how they used to have this. And I sort of like being able to make sure everybody is taken care of. So, if you will prepare your hearts and minds for the Lord's service, as our young folk will hand it to you now. You all know which. On the left. Thank you, folks. Appreciate it. The scripture says it was on the very night that Jesus was betrayed, that directly after supper, and I got a picture of this. Here Jesus is looking at His disciples, but He's looking at you and me. I want you to get the picture. His disciples are there. According to, actually, the historians, so was their family, were their members. Jesus stands up after supper. He's looking at them and He's looking at us. And He breaks the bread on the very night He knows He's being betrayed. And He blessed it. Father, for the brokenness of Your Son, we give You praise. For such love that it took, dear Lord God, from You to watch it being done. Oh, Father, we praise Your name. Thank You that You gave Your body, Your Son, that we would find the peace and the joy that You so graciously given us. We ask the blessing now, Father, as we do remember, in Jesus' name. And then He said, "This is My body which was broken for you. as oft as you do, do in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took the cup and he blessed it. Father, for the blood that was shed, for the life-breathing blood, giving blood, we praise your name. I ask you now, Father, to bless each one as we remember such a sacrifice. And I ask that you bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. And then Jesus said this, "This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for many. As oft as you do, do in remembrance of me." And all God's children said,
amen.
Remember, my friend, you're going to have a great opportunity this week. As you walk down the path, and no matter where it is that God is leading you, I want you to pay attention to the ditch along the road. And as you're looking into that ditch, as you're walking, I want you to take a chance, and I want you to put your hand down in that ditch, just in case somebody wants to grab hold for that helping hand to be pulled up and pulled out. And I'll tell you this, you reach your hand down in that ditch of life, you just might touch the hand of Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! What a hand to be touching.
Amen.
You go in love, and don't you dare gossip.